Bishop Lemi says a group of SSPDF soldiers attacked local village on Sunday, weeks after two locals were shot dead by the same group. Lemi says soldiers from a nearby SSPDF barrack attacked villagers in Loka, beating and raping civilians and burning some of them inside their houses.
At the beginning of this month, of course, there had been an incident here in Loka where we lost two of our civilians, and there were some women and men actually who sustained some injuries and so forth. But then we thought the government is taking care of this situation. Unfortunately, last Sunday, the same thing happened, whereby some individuals from the SSPDF went to the residential areas, got the civilians, you know, they began torturing them. Eight of them were just locked inside, and then the house was set on fire.
Lemi says some of the victims later managed to escape from the burning house and are now receiving medical attention in Lenya. SSPDF Deputy Military Spokesman Brigadier General Santo Domingue says he has no clear information on the alleged attack, but says he is contacting the commanders on the ground to establish what he called the facts. Domingue says there are a lot of people who try to misuse the name of the SSPDF by disguising themselves as soldiers to commit atrocities against civilians. Bishop Lemi says some individuals within the SSPDF are tarnishing the image of the military. He says errant soldiers must be held accountable.
For our people to build confidence on the government, let those culprits really be brought to book, you know, so that everybody now knows that, yes, the government is standing with us. We know there are no orders from the higher authorities to those people. But at the beginning of the month, same thing happened. And up to now, we were told those people were, arrested. But as we were still trying to settle, the same thing happened. So it's really very worrying.
The bishop says more than 300 households have been displaced and many have fled to the nearby villages.
The civilian population is very confused indeed. Others went towards Kopera site, and then there are those ones who have moved now to Lukuruban. As I speak now, 300 households have been displaced from that area.
In October, a South Sudan military court sentenced 24 soldiers from the South Sudan People's Defense Forces to prison after being found guilty of rape, looting, and selling military equipment. The soldiers from the South Sudan military received prison terms ranging from 2 to 14 years. The soldiers were also dismissed from the military. Amnesty International accused South Sudanese authorities in an October report of allowing impunity to flourish over serious human rights violations, war crimes, and crimes against humanity committed since the conflict broke out in December 2013. Amnesty International said only one case was prosecuted. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.